Mm-hmm. Or anything like that. And they'd be a little, down here, be a little good, maybe. Or I'd say hold anywhere from a pint to a quart.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the top of that off, get the seed and all that pulp out of there. After it got dry, you know, mm-hmm. just when it was matured, hang it up so it ain't get dry. And cut the top of that off, bore a hole through the handle, put a string in that where you could hang it up on a nail.
Yeah.
And there's one of them at every spring, the drinking gourd.
Mm-hmm.
She just walked down that old spring and dipped that water up in that gourd, you know.
Okay, what did you milk into? Did you call that a bucket, or did
you call it? Yeah, we had what we call a long tin bucket.
Uh-huh.
And we had what we call it whole about, this long tin bucket would hold about 2.5 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
This flat tin bucket hold about 1.5 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had gallon buckets.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the dairy business. Now, come in this country, when people got in the dairy business in this country, then they come out with this big 5-gallon stainless steel bucket that they use on dairy farms. You know, everybody use them around on the farm. People that milk and deliver the milk to creamers and cheese plants, things like that, use that.
Yeah. What about the word pail?
Hmm?
Pail?
Well, that's where the thing come in now. This cedar bucket, and there's lots of them made out of pine, wasn't cedar.
Mm-hmm.
That was called a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
This tin bucket I'm talking about was called a tin pail.
I see.
Tin pails. They didn't call that a bucket. They called them pails. But the bucket that I was talking about, that it was a water headquarters for the home.
Mm-hmm.
They call that the water bucket. Okay. But the pail come into the tin bucket stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you carry, a kind of bucket or pail that you'd use to carry scraps out to the pigs in?
Well, that was generally a metal bucket of some kind.
Yeah. But what did you call it?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And what are some of the things, what would you use to fry eggs in?
Well, use what we call a skillet, no cast iron skillet.
Okay. Anything else?
Hmm?
Anything else?
Well, no, not for.
What about something?
Not till they got the griddle, you see, the way you could fry them on. There wasn't no such thing as griddles. All this stuff was fried in a skillet. Fried food on the stove, you fried on top of the stove in a skillet.
Uh-huh. What's a griddle?
That's a flat surface with a heating unit underneath, like you use in these little short order cafes.
Oh, I see.
Hit by a gas burner, you know.
Yeah.
And you fry the hamburgers.
Just directly on that?
Directly on top of that.
I see. What about something that had little legs on it that you put in the old fireplace?
That was an old time oven.
Okay.
Had a lid. In other words, that thing, they were about that deep.
Mm-hmm. About three inches deep.
Mm-hmm. And they were molded out of cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
And also had three legs molded onto it when they was made on the bottom. That made them sit up, you know, when you sit them down on a flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
Had a handle about that long that extended back here for you to handle it with.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lid one on top that had a rim stood up about that high.
About one inch.
About 1 inch all the way around. In the top of that was a molded rivet, a little loop
mm-hmm.
that you put a hook in to lift it off.
Mm-hmm.
They take this oven and lay that lid up on there in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them last time get red hot.